Welcome to the Eileen Marks Podcast, with a heart to engage with women on the reality of life, the good, the bad, and the not so flattering. Eileen will explore all things women, discussing issues all women face with truth, reality, and rawness. In today's episode, Eileen sits and has an important discussion with Dr. Bronner Hanwerger, an expert in the field of naturopathic medicine, prevention, and integrative medicine. This insightful conversation dives into some of the top health issues a majority of women face over the years. Dr. Bronner discusses the importance of looking at the root causes of common health issues, including hormonal, biochemical, and nutritional deficiencies, or environmental and genetic factors. After all, the goal isn't just to band-aid our symptoms, but put ourselves on a long-term path of wellness for a future of overall well-being. So let's dive in to learn more about how to start thinking holistically about natural health and wellness.
For women, I love that you want to make women feel their best, and that includes all aspects of life. And you've actually helped me. I was thinking it's been almost a decade since we first went to you. And you really helped me understand and discover things that were going on with me that I had no idea. So I just appreciate what you've been doing and how you've helped me and our family for almost the last decade.
Well, it's been my greatest pleasure and honor to help you guys out. You're wonderful people.
Well, thank you.
My name is Dr. Bronner Hanwerger. I've been practicing about 20 years. And I am a naturopathic medical doctor. What that means is I combine the best of conventional and alternative medicine, taking into account the individuality of each patient and the need to really tailor treatments and therapies and approaches to that individual patient. I like to look at all aspects of health, including nutrition, mind, body, soul, spirit, and then dig deeper to really find what are the root causes that might be causing somebody to be not as well as they could be or not really finding their optimal wellness.
And you really stay ahead of the ball on nutrition and modalities and things that are available out there, like a lot of just medical doctors won't do. Because you're always researching, you're always trying to find things that are the latest technology and that help people not just exist, but exist with excellence and to their optimum, to their most, I mean, what's available in our world today. And I think that's what sets you apart, because you're always looking for the most beneficial that you can provide to your clients.
Well, what's interesting is, you know, really, I think most physicians go into this business because they love to study, they love to do research, they're eggheads to begin with. And unfortunately, the way the system is set up today, it becomes mechanized like a factory. And basically, a lot of the doctors are beaten down in terms of having to produce and do what they're doing. So it becomes more of factory medicine when you look at the conventional model. They just don't have the time, wherewithal, and eventually lose the interest in actually investigating and delving into the literature and figuring out what can we do and how can we do it better. I see it as my responsibility both to the patient, but also that's what really gets me going, is when I do the research, I find something new, I'm able to implement therapies and make changes in people's lives for the better. So for me, a big part of it is not doing the same thing over and over, but actually improving somebody's life, but also staying on top of the literature, because I love learning. It's a lifelong process. Keeps my mind sharp, and it also allows me to deliver the highest quality, cutting edge healthcare to people that's available today.
Well, and you also try to find the root causes of what symptoms are happening with your patients. It's not, I mean, with us, you've never just said, here, take this. You're trying to figure out why. Why is this happening? And that takes more time on your side. That takes I mean, it takes deliberate. You have to be so deliberate in what and why you're doing that.
Well, so what's interesting as a naturopathic medical doctor, one of the tenets is find the root cause. So in conventional medicine, a lot of times we're treating symptomatically. And gosh, when somebody has a UTI or has an infection, there's times medications are needed. When people have diabetes or blood pressure that's out of control, I often will prescribe those medications as a stopgap measure until we can actually figure out what is dysfunctional. How can we move them to a better place? How can we get them eating better to get them off the medications that they're doing or using less of them? So finding that root cause is not just putting a patch or a Band-Aid on what is going on. And unfortunately, that's the model that's out there. And so, yes, I like to look at the root causes of what's going on. And every single disease out there started somewhere. It just doesn't appear overnight. There's genetic, there's biochemical, there's nutritional deficiencies, there's hormonal deficiencies, there's environmental elements or environmental toxicities. So if we actually open our mind a little bit, we're really able to not only address what the person's complaining about and understand it, but also actually then go on a journey with them to say, why did this happen in the first place? Now, many times that journey for the patient has been occurring over decades, and that's okay. So we have to sort of peel away the layers of the onion and start really unraveling what's gone on for this time, for these decades, to bring them to the place where they're sitting in front of me today. But at least we're moving them forward along the continuum of wellness. And obviously, we're all working along a continuum where we'd love to achieve optimal wellness. And the main thing is that we're moving in that direction. We can't get there overnight. We can't get there in an hour. But as long as we're moving in the direction of moving towards a better overall state of health, that's what I feel my duty is. And not only that, to explain to somebody, look, we can put a symptomatic patch on you today. We can put a Band-Aid today. But really, overall, we want to look at what can we do to improve you for the future. And so to do that, we really want to dig deeper and see what is the foundation? What is their makeup? What is going on with them that can lead to some of the dysfunctions? What deficiencies can we unmask that simply we can replace or improve upon and therefore improve their overall well-being? Much like a car, if a car is overheating, first thing you would do is check it has coolant fluid. We don't need to trade in the car. We need to just check the fluid levels. Maybe it needs some coolant in there. And so it's much like that I like to think about the human body, that we really all come out with a fair degree of perfection. Sure, we can argue about genetic things and we can argue about different variables, but in general, when the human is born, you know, we come out as a healthy newborn baby. Of course, taking from what our mother's deficiencies were. So we do start out in that place, but overall, our bodies are healthy. And so it's over the years that we, through lifestyle, through poor choices, through stress, through the world around us, we begin to have our systems broken down. And so there's ways we can actually really find what and where has that breakdown occurred.
Well, and what would you say are like the top five issues that women come to you with?
Well, you know, for 20 years, Eileen, as you know, it really women have been the crux of my practice and they continue to be. It was only over years that I got the women better and then they would drag their husbands in. And so my male population grew, but women are much more proactive. They understand their bodies, their mothers, they've been pregnant, had menstrual cycles. They're much more in touch with their bodies and they're much more proactive. And so most of the time for a healthy, normal woman who's gone about her life, most of the time they're coming into me because they're noticing that they're just not themselves. They're feeling off. They're not what they feel they used to be. They've lost some of their mojo. They've lost, life seems to be black and white now. They've lost motivation. They've noticed body changes. They've noticed weight gain and fatigue. So the most common thing I see happening with women, which is a natural progression, is hormonal decline. And the transitional periods between, say, 37 years old and 55 years old, when really the perimenopause or the beginning of menopause begins at around 37, although a woman is menstruating, but will finalize 12 months after her last menstrual cycle. And that's an entire transition period. Many women think that menopause is when their period stops, but in reality, the process began 13 to 15 years prior. And through that time is when these changes have occurred in her. So if a woman can be proactive and understand that if she actually can educate herself, allow someone like me to educate her, she can proactively do things to soften the transition for her. And at the same time, that makes everybody around her a lot happier too. Because she's happier, everybody else is happier. So basically, to answer your question, the majority of things that I see in a healthy, no medical issue woman is the fact that she senses something isn't right, and it's the hormonal shifts that are occurring in her body.
Okay, and then talk about other issues that women come into you with that are, it's not normal. And maybe it is from poor eating. Maybe it's from stress. Maybe it's from, you know, genetics. What are some of the other issues that women come to you and how you help them?
Well, they can come with a variety of issues. Everything from blood sugar irregularities, such as prediabetes, to elevated blood pressure, to high cholesterol, weight gain, fatigue. These are all very common complaints that women are being told, look, you need to go on a statin medication for your cholesterol. You need a medicine for prediabetes like metformin. You need to eat less and exercise more, although most women I see already are doing that and not making any headway because the root cause is things that are underlying that. Mm-hmm. So some of the common ailments that you would really classify as our chronic ailments that are affecting our society this day are really the diabetes and prediabetes and blood sugar irregularities, the high cholesterol, and the blood pressure. Other things that women, of course, come to me for are, which come out sort of behind the scenes after we're talking for a while, is changes in their libido or sex drive, trouble sleeping, and their sleep becoming light and restless, feeling more agitated and irritable for no reason. Everything's good in their life, but they're really not as happy, or they don't like their husband as much as they used to. Of course, they love him, but for some reason he's annoying now, and he never was, and he didn't change. Mm-hmm. Their sleep becomes very disrupted, where the slightest sound wakes them up. So it just starts breaking down their overall system, sort of like just chipping away little by little. So generally that would be a normal run-of-the-mill gal who doesn't have any medical issues per se. Of course, you have people who might have ulcerative colitis. You have people who have arthritis issues. You have people with some autoimmune disease issues. Quite a bit of women have issues with their thyroid and have what's known as autoimmune thyroid concerns, which is very common after pregnancy. So those are some of the common themes that run throughout. But I would have to say that a lot of it is metabolism, blood sugar, thyroid, hormones, because when all those things are going out of whack and you're not sleeping well because of your hormones, well, guess what? Blood pressure goes up when you don't sleep. And then not only that, but when you're not feeling well, you can lose a little bit of your self-control, and that treat that you normally would be able to limit yourself to sort of becomes something that's calling you and becomes more attractive to you because you're feeling bad in these other arenas that you almost can say, well, a little treat, I don't care. You sort of lose a little bit of that self-control component when it comes to the treats, the sugars, the carbohydrates. And interestingly enough, when you consume carbohydrates, as you know, Eileen, it makes serotonin. So really what's going on is women are feeding their neurotransmitter systems and unknowingly using carbohydrates as a natural antidepressant, but at the expense of their body. So what we have to do is look at the hormones because female hormones work on the neurotransmitters. And so when they begin going down, that's when women begin having these cravings. So that's where looking at the entire picture is so important to actually be able to really just restore the balance and push the off tilter back to center.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode. We'd love to stay connected with you and invite you to the conversation beyond this podcast. You can check out more of the work Eileen is doing around the world with her husband, Victor, at victormarks.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all linked in the show notes. We always look forward to hearing from you. So stay tuned for part two of this continued conversation with Dr. Bronner next week. Until next time.